Joyful Manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations. Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. Welcome back. Hope you've had a wonderful 2 weeks and been joyfully manifesting, learning the principles of joyful manifestation. One thing I have found, I see everywhere that when people don't use the principles of joyful manifestation, proper manifestation principles, they manifest this, that, that, and that, and everything that they never wanted to manifest in the first place. That's what fictitious Jane is going to manifest. What happens is manifestation, if it's not done right, can end up in all kinds of scenarios because there are so many scenarios waiting around just to happen. All these possibilities in any one of these can happen. All of these possibilities can happen if you're in the right energy. The right possibility is what would happen. Look at someone who wants to have a fantastic acting career or a fantastic modeling career, but ends up in something else. Or it's a constant struggle to get that acting career, modeling career. That's because, depending on the vibration that the person is giving out, possibility that best matches the person's vibration is what is attracted. Really, the solution to that is to use joyful manifestation and get into the best energies. The whole world constantly offers solutions for this and solutions for that. But even to get that solution, actually three possibilities. One, the problem doesn't happen at all. Two, the problem disappears. Three, a solution is offered by somebody in the world that takes the problem away. The first possibility is the best one. The second is the second best one. And the third is the third best possibility. All of this, if you're in the right energy, the problem will not happen. Two, if you're in the right energy, the problem does disappear. Three, if you're in the right energy, a solution that works is found. Being in the right energy, therefore, is the answer. It is the answer. People can look up and down, left and right, for the answers. People have climbed the Himalayas. They've climbed Mount Everest. They've gone and meditated for years and years and years in caves and forests and everything else, trying to find solutions. But the solution is to be in the right energy, because if you're in that energy, in good energy, whatever is in that energy is what is going to happen. Think of a corridor and you're walking through the corridor. This is in my book, Joyful Manifestation. Think of this corridor, you're walking through the corridor. All the sceneries in that corridor is what you're going to witness. So you will see the pictures on the wall, the carpeting, if there's any, the flooring, the color of the wall, the designs, the patterns, everything. That's in that corridor. This is best explained when you think of a hotel. If you go to this hotel, their passageways are decorated in this way, their rooms are decorated in this way. You go to that hotel, their passageways are decorated in this way, and their rooms are decorated in that way, in this way. So depending on what you're walking through, that is what you're going to see. You get to choose what you walk through. You get to choose what you walk through. And if you find that you're not walking through what you really want, adjust your wants. Change them. Stop being addicted and looking at the same scenery and then being in that same scenery, being in that same energy and witnessing the same reality. You don't like this hotel, go to another hotel. You know how they say the grass is always greener on the other side, and that's what people think, that the grass is greener on the other side. Well, the whole thing was meant to explain to a person to be happy with what you have, to be content with what you have, and to not to keep leaving whatever you have in search of something that's greener, greener pastures. You go to the greener pastures, it could not be as green as you thought it was. Well, I've been seeing these postings and quotes on Facebook. The grass could look greener on the other side, but it could be fake. We have all these quotes coming out about how the grass, even though it may seem greener on the other side, is not really green and it could be fake. However, we don't know the situation. It's all situation related, correct? The grass could be greener on the other side. It's possible. Just going by these quotes that tell people not to make a change, not to search for a new reality. It's trying to keep people in boxes and not letting them move from whatever they're used to being in, kind of controlling their minds. The grass could be looking greener on the other side, but it could be fake. It could be greener. How do you know it's not? If your house is leaking and if you're not happy with your house, change your house. Take a new house. It's just to stop people from constantly wanting change. But people are wise enough to know when they need change. Correct? To trust the basic intelligence that a person has, because most people do try. They try and they try and they try. And they're not able to fix the grass. So they want a new pasture, and that's fine. Change is fine. And everybody has to use their own sense of intelligence and their own smartness, their own understanding of situations to know and to decide if the grass is really greener on the other side and if they prefer to go in search of greener pastures. What this really means is it goes back to possibilities. There are so many possibilities that are available to a person, and it all depends on their choices, which then goes back to the corridor and the passageway and the rooms of hotels and whatever room you want and whatever passageway you want to walk through. That's a choice to make. Goes back to the energy. If you're not happy with a certain energy, change the energy. How you change the energy to witness the reality that you really want, that's different. You can change it by being the same situation, and if you can't do that, you change the situation in order to change the energy. But it comes back to an individual's choice. What does the individual want? What does he want to witness? It's not about being impatient. Maybe people have tried and tried for a very, very long time, and maybe they've been patient in trying, and maybe sometimes changing houses or changing the pasture or going to another field to graze. Okay, that doesn't sound good, really, does it? Seeking a new possibility, let's say that. Seeking a new possibility. Seeking a new possibility. Could also be about patience. Somebody told me this joke about grazing greener pastures, and after I said this, it just came into my mind. It does take a lot of effort to shift homes. It does. It takes a lot of effort to make a change. I know people, they call me for their job-related questions. And they've tried and they've tried and they tried in a particular job. They want a new job. They want to go for the new job. And that takes effort too. That takes patience too. Put out your resumes and do all the search, go for interviews, find a new job. Truly, the grass could be greener on the other side. And making a change, taking a leap of faith, taking the steps required, that also requires patience, and it's okay to change the energy that you live in so that you could witness better realities going forward. the Joyful Manifestation Show, I have added a statement to it. I call it the High Vibration Show. The Joyful Manifestation Show is the High Vibration Show. This is the show that you can safely come to. It's your safe place. You can safely come here, listen to it, be happy, be positive, and know that life is here to encourage you and to take you to better places, better situations, better experiences, to have what you want in your life. We're stepping into money manifestation now. Work and career. We will be listening to some music. We're coming back. Hold on tight. Hi, this is Sugandhi Ayu for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into money manifestation now. Work and career. Money manifestation is fantastic. It's wonderful. And I love helping people manifest money. It's easy to manifest money once you're in the right energy. It just happens automatically. I was listening to this show, and person who was teaching about money manifestation started off with how spiritual people are seeking happiness within them, inside them. They don't seek money. Then she went on to say about how in this world, money is needed because there are a lot of things that one needs to buy, and that is just how the world works. So that's true. It is really true. However, trying to define yourself as being spiritual and hence you don't need money because you're seeking happiness inside, it's great to get away from thoughts like that because money is money. And wanting money for whatever reasons that you need, not having to limit it to some money. How the lady said, spiritual people need some money to live. People need money to live. And how much money you need and how much money you want, that's your choice. You can be very spiritual and you may want a lot of money. More money than you can ever use in your life. So much money that you can do whatever you want to do with it. There's no limit on that. And being spiritual is not a certification and it's not a qualification. It doesn't make you a better person because everybody is spiritual in their own way. Recognizing spirit, being nice, being good, just being human is wonderful and living life the best way that you can live. Just thinking that, oh, happiness is found within, we don't need that much money, but we need some money to live, because going from the place of not needing money at all, then going to the place admitting that you need some money, but even there's a limitation being put. This definition that somebody gives himself or herself, that he or she is spiritual and needs some money to live, is itself a ceiling or a limitation being put. You can be spiritual as you want to, and want as much money as you want to, and it's completely okay. And happiness coming from within, well, it's okay. You can be happy and you can want a lot of money. Do whatever you want to do. You are the creator of your universe. You decide how you want to live. You can be completely spiritual and want so much money that your whole home is filled with it, literally, and you're swimming in it. It's an example. I'm sure you'll keep it in a bank or someplace. Wanting a lot of money is perfectly okay. There's a story that I grew up with, and it's about this person who had a lot of money, and he had a lot of magical powers to create money for people. And he had his friend from childhood. They studied together. The friend was very poor. Now, they lost touch after some time. This person, the hero of the story, who is magical and who has a lot of money, he was a prince, and then he has his own kingdom, etc., etc. His friend, who was really, really poor, came to him one day and just to see him. But what the friend really wanted was help, assistance, money assistance. And this person read his friend's mind, even though the friend did not ask for money. He read his friend's mind, and out of the blue, he just created vast kingdoms and palaces and maids and jewelry and money. He created all of these things in the place that his friend's home was, but he didn't tell his friend that he created all of these things. So when his friend came to him, he entertained his friend, fed him, took good care of him, and sent him away, let him go. Obviously, the friend walked back all the way to his home. This was the olden days, so he walked quite a bit, thinking to himself, oh, my friend did not help me. But then he never told his friend that he wanted money because he was ashamed to ask. He reaches home, and where his home is, dude, vast grounds and palaces and, oh my God, everything that he could ever want and much, much more. His friend, the person who created all of this for him, out of nothing, who had all these magical powers, was very, very spiritual, as was the poor person. He was spiritual too. They were highly spiritual people. However, his friend did not think that being spiritual meant having a fixed amount of money or having a ceiling on money or having some money. And when he created for his friend, he created so much abundance. Gold and silver and jewelry and palaces, grounds, elephants, the whole thing. Much more than his friend could ever need. Because you see, the richer man that he wrote the story did not connect money and the amount of money somebody needs or wants to being spiritual. And even though highly spiritual himself, highly evolved being that he was, he created vast amounts of money for a person and created abundance so much that this other person would never need to even think of needing something in his life again. You can be as spiritual as you want to. You can be a light worker. You could be a business person. You could be anybody. You could be anything that you want. But having ceilings on money, and the amount of money that you might want and desire and enjoy, you don't need to have that. You can let your mind travel the way it wants to travel. Imagine the way it wants to imagine. Want the way it wants to want. And I don't mean want from the place of, oh, I'm in want of something. Want from the place of wanting something. Like, I enjoy it and so I want. I desire it because I enjoy it. Because your desire is the creation seed. I'm going to bring all of this to you. All of this can play in your energy field. Now, your choices. What is it that you choose? Do you like something that is colored brown? Do you like something that is colored black? Do you like something that's colored blue? Do you like gems on it? Now, what is it that you enjoy? What is the kind of standard of living that you can visualize for yourself? Do you see yourself in palace-like surroundings? Do you see yourself in this surrounding or that surrounding? Really, it is whatever you conceptualize and visualize for yourself, that is what you're going to have. You can think of anything, desire it, want it, enjoy it in your mind, and it will be created for you, because that is what money manifestation does. When you're in joyful manifestation energy, you can pretty much think of anything and you can have it with you. It's because you enjoy it, you like it, you love it, you want it from the place of, I want you. I think you're hot. I think you're wonderful for me. I really enjoy you and I really enjoy your presence. I think you're fantastic and I want you with me. You can have this attitude towards money. You can have this attitude towards all that money can buy, everything that money can buy. Think of a fancy garden and you want fantastic grass in your yard. You want your yard to be filled with beautiful plants and trees and shrubs and a wonderful lawn that you can walk on. Whatever it is that you want, you can think about it and know that you have the money to do it, to buy it. You have the confidence. Okay, I want this. I can do this. I have the money to do this. And really, this is the reality that you can live in. There is no ceiling. There is no limitation to this reality because you can live the life that you really want to, anyhow that you want to. What you really need is a lot of money energy in your vibrations. Going into a short visualization, you can sit comfortably wherever you are and get ready. It is to get you aligned to money, to the presence of money, to feeling joyful about money, to being in the energy of money. It will have a series of affirmations in it. While you are making the affirmations, we will give you a second or two to get aligned to each affirmation. Alignment to your affirmations is very important. That is how your affirmations become true. Taking a deep breath, relaxing yourself, putting yourself into a place where you're ready to listen to my voice, to listen to my words. And we're getting ready now to go into money affirmations, starting with this affirmation. And remember, I will give you a second or two after each affirmation to feel it in yourself, to feel yourself getting aligned to that affirmation and making it your own. You can always play it back because the recording will be available by getting onto my homepage on BBS Radio. This is your first affirmation. Taking a deep breath, feeling yourself relaxed. You can close your eyes if you want to. I am rich now. I am rich now. I am rich. I am rich. Wow. I'm rich. I'm rich. I'm rich now. I am wealthy now. I am wealthy. Wow. I am wealthy. I feel wonderfully wealthy now. I feel wonderfully wealthy now. I am wealthy. I am a millionaire. Yes, I am a millionaire. I am a millionaire. Wow. I am a millionaire, aren't I? Yes. I am a millionaire. Whew, I'm sure I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I will be a millionaire soon. If not one right now, but I will be one soon. In fact, it's so quick, me becoming a millionaire, that I feel like a millionaire right now because I am a millionaire right now. I have so much money. Oh, yes. There is so much expendable money, so much money that I can spend. I can throw it around whole day long, and it's still there. There's much more where it came from. Plenty, plenty, plenty of money. I love having so much money. It's in my mind. It's in my eyes. It's in my body. It's everywhere. I can taste it. I can swim in it. I can fly in it. There's money everywhere. It's all around me. I can feel it. I feel it. I feel it right now. Wow. I can feel the money. The presence of money is all around me. It's everywhere. I have access to vast amounts of money. And it's all mine. And I don't have to repay it. It's mine. It's all mine to play with. It's all mine. All of this money is mine. I feel so rich. I feel so rich. I feel so wealthy. I am wealthy. I feel wealthy. I feel like a millionaire right now. I feel like a billionaire right now. I feel so good about money right now. I am rich right now. I have all of this money. Wow, and more money is pouring on top of me, and more money is becoming available to me. I love money. I love what it can do for me. I love what I can do with it. I love spending money. I love spending money on the people I love. I love being associated with people who have money. And the good people too. I love being associated with people who have money and who are good too. Because good people can have money. And money can belong to good people. I love this combination of money and good people. I feel happy right now. because I feel fulfilled. I feel satisfied. I feel so happy. I'm in love. I am in love with money. I love money, and money loves me. Money loves me, the goddess of wealth and abundance. She loves me, and I love her. I want to be with her as she wants to be with me. As you're feeling the presence of money, as you're feeling aligned, when you're feeling excited, and all of this money is making its way to you, entering your aura, entering your energy, goddess of wealth is providing you with money. She loves you. As you love her, she loves you. Take a deep breath. Wow. You can come out now. As you feel fulfilled and complete, you can come out and open your eyes if they're not already open. This money manifestation visualization was made to make you feel your affirmations more. Hence, we repeated it a little bit just so that you feel one with it. And you can listen to this anytime you want to by getting onto my homepage on BBS Radio. We are stepping into Soulmate Manifestation now. We'll be listening to some music and coming back soon. Hold on tight.
$100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same, 'cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Blinging while the girls are drinking. Long necks down, and I wouldn't trade old Leroy or my Chevrolet for your Escalade or your Freak Parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy. And the girls say, save a horse,
thoroughbred, that's what she said in the back of my truck bed as I was getting buzzed on suds out on some backcountry road. We were flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time, and I was going just about as far as she'd let me go. But her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation all night long. So I took her out gigging frogs, introduced her to my old bird dog, and sang her every Willie Nelson song I could think of, and we made love. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into soulmate manifestation now, love and sex. Have you been using the Joyful Manifestation principles to attract your soulmate? It's easy to see if somebody is your soulmate. It's very easy. And I do that all the time. I just have to look at their energy, sense their energy, and I know if this is a soulmate and if you can work with this soulmate to have a fantastic life. Your soulmate, you can say he's the other half of you. She's the other half of you. You can say that. You can say that he or she completes you in a ways. You can say that too. However, it's always good to be complete in yourself. And I love it when two soulmates come together independent in themselves. They're not leeching onto the other person. Codependency. Gimme, 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 gimme. Codependency. Gimme, gimme more. I can't do it. No, I need you now. It's great to be independent in yourself, to have self-confidence, to have faith in yourself. That's when you can have a great relationship with your soulmate. The feeling of completion when you come together, it's not that one person is incomplete and needs a soulmate to complete that person, but it's just that the two wholes come together, the energy becomes even better. The energy going back and forth between the soulmates can create a fantastic reality. Your soulmate can sense you, and you can sense your soulmate if you're open to him, if you're allowing the connection. If you allow the connection, the energy of your soulmate can come to you, can help you, can help each other. Of course, it's much better to do it in real life. In actual physical real life, because then you can make love to your soulmate, correct? All of these energy connections, they're great, but you really want to make love to your soulmate and have a very physical and spiritual relationship going on. And both of you come together in soulmates, it's great to be supportive of each other's lives. What is it that you enjoy about your soulmate? How do you feel when you think of him? Do you feel that you just want to burst out in love and you want to hold him close? You want to kiss him on his lips, on his cheeks, on his eyes, on his forehead, play with his hair, kiss his neck, shoulders? Whatever you feel about your soulmate is what is going to create the energies going forward. Enjoying the thought of your soulmate in your mind, having fun, feeling attracted to him, and not feeling as if it's a duty or a responsibility that you need to fulfill and constantly try to work on it. You enjoy your soulmate. It comes from the place of enjoyment and excitement and enthusiasm. All of the fantastic things that can be done together. Wanting to enjoy your soulmate, feeling enthusiastic about it. That is the energy that Joyful Manifestation supports. That is the energy that your soulmate manifestation can work in. Feeling fear that he doesn't like you, that he won't be with you. Fear can create a lot of block. If you were to look at your fears, go in and look at your fears. And you really think about it, your fears create these energy blocks. Energy follows the path of least resistance. Let's say fictitious Jane has this fear that this man doesn't like her. Her soulmate doesn't like her. She suspects he's a soulmate, but if she thinks that her soulmate doesn't like her, she's going to create energy walls. And energy from him finds it hard to come in to reach her. Energy follows the path of least resistance. just like water. If there's a dam, if there's a wall, the water cannot flow until openings are made for the water to flow. Same way with energy, if there are all these walls, how is the energy from your soulmate going to flow to you? If you can think of your soulmate as an energy being, his energy still has to flow to you for him to come to you. All of these blocks where you protect yourself completely and you're in fort with all this moat, and there's a moat and there are crocodiles in the moat, huge fort door protecting the fort, huge walls, and then you've got all of these soldiers standing up on top, warriors and guards standing on top of the fort, looking out with all kinds of ammunition, ready to get rid of anybody who's trying to come in. Well, in that fort, if this isolated princess is going to be there, and she's still in her heart hoping that her soulmate, her prince, is going to come in. But look at this huge fort with so many security guards and warriors and soldiers and moat and crocodiles and God knows what else is there. All of these beings are waiting. And yes, I forgot to mention that the fort is built on top of this huge mountain. How is the soulmate energy going to come in? Your fears are equivalent to that fort. Hi, and you think someone's going to come in and hurt you. Well, it's okay to get hurt. It's fine. Nothing's going to happen if you get hurt. Nothing really is going to happen. Why not think that maybe he won't hurt me? Maybe I can make it happen. Maybe I can manifest him. But you can only manifest him if your guards are down and you're like, okay, down, boy, down, telling the security guard and the watchdogs, down, boy, down, 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 boys, down. Your soulmate's energy can then come to you. So look at your fears. What is it that you really fear is going to happen to you? The main thing that I hear in my work is, I don't want to get hurt again. I don't want to go through it again. I don't want to be jilted again. I don't want to be abandoned again. I don't want this to happen. I don't want that to happen. Well, fine, you don't want this and you don't want that to happen and you don't want this to happen and blah, 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 blah. But then what do you want to see happen? You can't get to kiss those lips if you don't allow him near you. It just doesn't happen. Look at his lips. Look at them. Oh my God. Don't you just want to kiss them? Don't you want to kiss his eyes? Don't you want to hug him? Don't you want to do fun things with him? Enjoy life. Hold him close. Close to your heart. He can come in and he can do all of these things with you. And you both can have a fantastic life. Travel. Do fun things. Make a lot of money. Enjoy yourself. Make love as much as you want to. Have good food, go to good restaurants, spend money left and right, shop. How does it matter? You can do all of these fun things, but you have to let him in. Remember, energy follows the path of least resistance. It's in my book. You can find out more about it, but you can't build walls and expect him to come in. He's going to try. He will try, and it's good if he tries. The more he tries, the better. I'm with you on that. However, you can also look at your fears and see what walls are up there stopping him from coming in. When you have a soulmate, it's always good to work on manifesting him. Waiting and letting the forces have their way with your soulmate relationship is not a good idea. Being patient is something else. Exercising patience is something else in the manifestation process, of course. However, just waiting and holding judgments about your soulmate that are not true might actually undo whatever you want to really do. There is this person, let's call her Fictitious Jane. Fictitious Jane wanted this man. He seemed to be interested in her, but he was approaching it in a different way, something that she was not used to. What she wanted him to do was to approach her, ask her out, start to date her, and then take it where it's supposed to go. However, what he did was stare at her, give her hints, call her sometimes, not call her sometimes, again stare at her, and give her a couple of missed calls, the whole thing, correct? This is how he showed his interest to her, for her. They worked at the same place. She would go for these meetings, and he would ignore her, not pay her any attention. She thought he should have come to her, that he should come to her and express his liking for her, asking her out formally. What he would do was ignore her in front of other people and then continue staring at her and try to talk to her, but without directly telling her what he really wanted. She got irritated with him. And she said, "You know what? I'm done dealing with this guy. He's this, he's that, he's a moron. And I'm done dealing with this person because he doesn't seem to know what he wants. He doesn't seem to tell me what he wants." Now, I could see that this man really liked her. I also saw that he was a potential soulmate for her. And I told her that this is his way of telling you that he likes you. This is what we have to work with. So let's work with this. Now, turns out she came from a place where people saw each other, said yes to each other, and then just got married. They said yes, then they got married, and she was not used to this dance, this soulmate dance. So she completely ignored the man, thought he was, well, rubbish in her words, set him aside, and just treated him badly whenever she saw him. Fictitious Jane did not pay her soulmate enough attention, and she did not use the soulmate manifestation process. Fast forward, fictitious Jane finds out he's engaged to somebody else. Now she's upset. "He cheated on me. He's a cheat. He's a cheat." Really? How did he cheat on you? He did not cheat on you. You haven't even been out on a date. You haven't touched each other. You know, not even like finger contact. Like finger? My finger is touching your body? Not even that. How is he cheating on you? You were not paying him attention. You decided not to use the soulmate manifestation process. You decided to stay away from him because you thought he was crazy. He was not crazy. He was just giving you hints in his own way. Man got engaged thinking that she doesn't want him. Fast forward again. We created some more energy. I taught her soulmate manifestation. The man wants her back. Now she is savvy of the soulmate manifestation process. She decides that, oh, he's not such a fool after all. This thing really, really does work. Every man is not going to come forward and say, "I love you," or "I want you. Are you going to date me?" No. Many soulmate stories are not created in the exact path written by people. You ask somebody on a date and then you date them. And then when it's time, you formally propose to them. Soulmate stories can happen any which way. They can take their own twists and turns, and a man can do whatever he wants to do, however he feels like he wants to do, because he's your soulmate and he's constantly feeling your energy. Pushing him away, not a good idea. Inviting your soulmate's energy, a very good idea. Working with the soulmate manifestation process is a very good idea, because the soulmate is going to follow what a soulmate does. And what a soulmate does many times is to take you down the path of realizing that you really love him and that you both are really meant for each other. It is time to get together with your soulmate, have a fantastic life, and support each other, each other's families, and really do well in life. Because you know what? This life is meant to be lived, and it's meant to be lived well in joyful energies. In the energy of joyful manifestation, anything is possible. This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show, the High Vibration Show. We're at the end of our show now. We will be meeting again in 2 weeks, Thursday, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Thank you and have a wonderful rest of the day.
The Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. Hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world and will take you where you want to go.
If you change your mind. I'm the first in line. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
Sorry.
If you need me, let me know. I'm gonna be around. You got no place to go.
If you're feeling down, speech! I'm gonna make a speech, everybody. Yeah, get ready. If you're all alone, when the pretty birds have flown, honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me. Gonna do my very best, and you know if you put me to the test, you let me try. Take a chance on me. Take a chance on me. We can go dancing.
We can go walking.
Let's get together. Listen to some music.
Maybe just talking.
You get to know me better.
You know I've got so much that I wanna do. When I dream I'm alone with you, it's magic.
You want me to leave it there?
Afraid of a love affair?
But I think you know that I can't let go. You're all alone when the pretty birds have flown. Honey, I'm still free. Take a chance on me.
Gonna do my very best, but it ain't no lie. If you put me to the test,
you let me try.
Take a chance on me.